Gimel Amid Aleph, the bottom Taisvis, mit Neima Omra Taira. So yet we learned Rashi's Pshat, that Rashi Lem Pshat, the Gemara's Kasha was by making, the Kasha was on the Taira, by making such a Pshore, but that a Maita B'mitzvah has to swear, Nakaifa Hakel is potter to swear. So by doing this, we are motivating people to be a Kaifa Hakel. So why should he be a Maida B'mixes? By being Maida B'mixes, he brings on himself a Chiyav Shua, so he'll better be a Kaifa Hakel. So what did the Torah accomplish with creating a Chiyav Shua? By a Maida B'mitzvah, by making a Chiyav Shvua, so he won't be Maida B'mitzvah. So Fakel, the Kasha was either both shouldn't swear, or both should swear. Kaifa Haku should also swear. That's how the Psalm Seif and the Chedushi Arim in Bab Metziah say Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha. And the Chedushi Arim, God says, that is pshat in the Kefal Haloshen of the Gemara. The Gemara says that that when you ask the Kasha that both should swear, a Kefal Haku should also swear, in other may is ponov bifnei bal chayvoy, and since a person would never be a may is ponim, so he's a Kefal Haku, I have a clear raya, that he's telling the truth. So that's why a Kaifa Hakel does not have to swear. And therefore, since it's very difficult to be a Kaifa Hakel, because it's a Gewaldika Hose, so Memele, he's not considered a Meshev Aveda by being Meide, because it's very difficult to be a Kaifa Hakel. That is the Kefal Haloshen. I know the may spotter with Nebal Choyvoy. That means that's why he's spotted to swear, because I have a biru that he's telling the truth. And that what you said is a Meshav Aveda, so it's not true. I'm a Kuli Boy de Nichbere. He'd love to be Kefal, everything. But the Lekofrim, Shim, or the may spotter. And a person is not may spotter. That's how, that is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. Mibnei ma'omra teire. So Taisa says a different mahalach in the Gemara. Perish yeinemon b'migu. Let us believe the nitva. Amayda b'mitzis. Let us believe him with amigu. The boy kaifa hakel. If he's a liar, so he could have been a kaifa hakel, and he'd be part of a meshvur. Oineilef mehoche. The name amigo baalme, or derived from here, we don't say amigo lafturi mishvua. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Why every maida b'mitzvah is amigo? He could have been a kaifa hakel. O mishani, the Gemara answers, the ain ze amigo. Amigo, I do say amigo lafturi mishvua. Aye, so why doesn't every Moide B'mikzis have a migu? There ain't a migu. It's not a good migu. They know the Omei is pon of Lichpoir HaKoil Hoyil V'chaveiroi Makir B'shikroi. That means to tell him in his face that I never borrowed anything from you, and he knows that Yenna knows the truth. So Memele, that's, it's a big hose. So Memele, so it's amigo da hose. And therefore, I don't say amigo da hose lafture mishvure, because it's not a good biru. Could be, he's stuck a liar, but he had to be a maida b'mitzvah, because it's very difficult to be a kaifa hakel. Avo, Pataisva says, that is pshat na gemara. Avol b'mokim sheyochel lahoyz. But if we'll have a moide b'mitzvah that can be a koifer hakel, he has no problems in being a koifer hakel, kigain bibnoi, that a loive comes to the son of a malve. The loive comes to the son of the malve. Va'oma mone la'avicha, and he tells the son of the malve like this, you know, I borrowed money from your father, ve'chaltiv pras, but I paid back half of the money. I just want to tell you that I owe yet some money. I borrowed $100. I paid back $80. But I owe you $20. Then the Ben tells him, "Ooh, you borrowed from my father money. My father told me, I didn't know Chloe was talking about, but my father told me he never got a penny from you." That's what he told me. That was his last words. He told me, "You should know, Bethel never gave me a penny." I didn't know what he's talking about, but that's what he told me. Bethel never gave me a penny. Now you tell me, Bethel comes over to him and says, "You know, I borrowed from your father $100. I paid back $80. You didn't pay back a penny. That I know from my father." Fine. So there's a case of a shvuas meida b'mitzvus over there. That means that the son says, "I know from my father that I have a Messiah from my father." He never paid him back a penny. So give me back the $100. He says, "I paid back $80. He's a Vayda b'mikzis. So the Gemara says over there, "Nemon b'migo di boy kofa hakel." That means the Gemara is a mahalach to say, "Bivnoi meyis a meyis." That already, he is a Messiah from the father. That doesn't bother him anything. To tell the father in his face, "I never borrowed from you," that's a hazard, because he's makin b'shikrei. The son only knows secondhand to hear it from the father. That doesn't bother him. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, we have a heichet timtze, that there could be a moide b'mikzis, and this is the case, that he tells the son that, "I borrowed from your father $100 and I paid back 80, and the son says, "I know from my father that you didn't pay back anything." And so this is a case of a moide b'mikzis, and the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis he doesn't have to swear. Because if he wanted to, he could have told the son, "I paid back everything." I could have told him I paid back everything, and by the son, his mayis a mayis. Since the son is not makir b'shikrei, he could tell him I paid back everything. So memele sofakel. So you see clearly this yisod, that I do say migu lafturi mishvur, a migu can pata from mishvur, and the only reason I made the b'mitzes is mechuyev mishvur, because he doesn't have a proper migu. Because it's a migu d'hoze, because the malve is makir b'shikrei, right? Because the malve knows that he didn't pay up, so he's scared that he can't tell the malve in his face that I paid you up, since the malve is makir b'shikrei, right? So that's pshat nagimor, that's how you made the mitzvah sisters, where he doesn't have a proper migu. Now, and I'll prove it to you, there's enough in the Gemara in Ksubis. If you'll have a moide b'mikzis, that there's no problem of hoze, b'vnoi meyis a meyis, he's not kapotet to swear. Oh, then you do say migul afturim ishvur. So from the Gemara in Ksubis, we see my whole yisoid, what I told you. I told you the Gemara is takasha, let us say migul afturim ishvur. And the Gemara answers, it's a migul dosa. That's why you don't say migul afturim ishvur, because it's makir b'shikrei. And there's enough in the Gemara in Ksubis that says that. That if you'll have a maita b'mikzas, that is meis, so then it'll be part of shvur. V'im toima, v'ktoisves, another kash. Koifer hakel minolon de potter. How do we know that a koifer hakel is potter to swear? That's toisves kasha. I mean, our Gemara is going with a yesod, that let's believe every maida b'miktus with amigo kibin a koifer hakel. So toisves, how do you take and know that a koifer hakel is potter to swear? Now, This kasha needs explanation. The Shita Mekabetzus says The Torah says, Amayda b'mitzis is chayiv to swear. Now, Amayda b'mitzis is a cheshbin. It's a tataina cheshuve. The Teveya says, you owe me $100. And the Nidra says, I take owe you, but not so much. So we see from the Maso Matan that the Teveya is right. We see that the Teveya is right. So there the Torah says, you chayiv to swear. So the first thing is, Amayda b'mitzis is chayiv to swear. So Teveya says, how do you know how kaifa hakel is potter? Well, if the Torah says, Amayda b'mitzis, where there's a hechoche, that he owes him, you chayiv to swear, so by stois, a kaifa hakel, that there's no hechoche, if the marshal of the Torah is, where we see the Teveya is right. So, by a kaifa hakel, where we don't see this, so he's potter. I mean, what's Teveya's discussion? So the Beis Halevi says, I'm more the Kipshat and Taisus Kash. We'll see later, Taisus brings down a Gemara in Shavuos. There's a klal, Ein Odom Teveya Elim Kein Yeshlai. That means like this. A person, Reuven, will schlep Shimon to Bezen, and they'll tell Shimon, I lent you $100. He's schlepping him to Bezen, pay me the $100. If this is not true, and he wants to steal $100, that's the last thing in the world to do. If you want to steal $100, you don't schlep him to Bezen and tie him from Bezen, I lent him $100. Ein Odom Teveya Elim Kein Yeshlo. If he doesn't owe you a penny and the whole thing is Divrei Chalomis, Nabobama, you don't do such things. You want to steal. You're going to schlep him to what the entire Taman from him, $100, which is nicht gesteigen, nicht geflogen. So if a person is Teveya $100, that's a raya that he tak owes him $100. That's by a kaifa hako. Now, let us say if Itaka owes him $50, let's say he owes him $50. You schlep him to Bezdin, you owe me $60. That's not too gefährlich. That a person can do. That means he owes me money, so he schlepping him to Bezdin, he owes him, so he'll lay down another $10. I mean, that already a person can do. And that we don't have a raya from ein odom teveya elim kein yeshlo. That means if he doesn't owe him anything, and Yenna says, I don't owe you anything, and he'll schlep him to Bezdin, that Sichara is telling the truth. Ein odom teveya elim kein yeshlo. If he owes him something, and he adds on a little bit more, I don't have a guy in odom teveya elim kein yeshlo. He's taka yeshlo, taka owes him 50, he wants 60, he wants that on a little bit. I mean, that already, there's no such chazok in odom teveya elim kein yeshlo. So the Beis Halevi, that was Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis asked, how do you know a Kaifa Hakel is Potter? So Pshat and the Kasha is as follows. Either Taisvis Amayda B'mitzis is Chai. Yeah, a Filu Amayda B'mitzis. Amayda B'mitzis that there's no Ein Odom Teveyim Ken Yeshloi. You don't have a Chazoke, a Raya from his Tvier that Itaka owes him the $60. Could be only owes him $50. Why is he moneying more? You see, Yenna says, I do owe you $50. Why is he moneying 60? No, listen, you owe me already, I'll let on something. So the chazoka of Ein Odom Teveyim Ken Yeshlo is only if he doesn't owe him anything. And he moans, that's the Rai is telling the truth. So that is Pshat and Taisvis Kasha. The Torah said, even Amayda B'mitzis has to swear. Amayda B'mitzis where there is no birur of Ein Odom Teveyim Kein Yeshloi, because there's no raya from his tvir, Taka owes him. So he's already got a little bit more. Aval Pika, since he's Mayda, so we say, you also have to swear. A Kaifa Hakel, Kvizich have to swear. That is Tais Viskasha. That's how the Beis Halevi explains Tais Viskasha. That the Shit Bekibetzah says, Meichi Taisi, Kaifa Hakel, Shibichayim to swear. The Taisa says, Meide Bemitzes. So the Beis Halevi, no, Afilu Meide Bemitzes. With his no Ein Odom Teveya, a Kaifa Hakel, Well, they have to swear. They have a bigger biru that the Teveya is right, because they have a chazok and not them Teveya elim ken yeshloi. That's how the Beis Halevi says pshat and teis viskash. V'im taima koifer ha-koil minolam de potter. How do you know that you're potter? Okay? Maybe you zich is where that the Teveya is a chazok and not them Teveya ken yeshloi. V'ein loim amitam chazok edain odom eis. That I have a fakert araya, since Yenner is koifer hakel, say of araya, they know the mayor, so Taisa says that's not true, because I just brought a gemor in bob and in ksubis, the filo bimokim sheyochilohois, I have a case of bnoi, that the gemor says that a nitva could be mayis for bnoi. Potter. Kid going bibnoi, if he's a koifer hakel, he'll be potter. Vafilumayde bimitzis potter hosa, migidi boy koifer hakel. So we see a koifer hakel by bnoi, who can very easily be mayis, is also potter. So you can't say he is potter because of, I have a biru of another mayis, because there he zicher will be mayis and he's still potter. So how do you know? Ve'ein loimed diyalfinon mide itzrech lemichtov sheidechad mechai ve'shvuen. Maybe the raya is from shvuah sheidechad. The Torah says that an eidechad is mechai ve'shvuah. What's pshat an eidechad is mechai ve'shvuah? An eidechad, Reuven brings an eidechad to Bezen, the eidechad says, I lent you $100. So the Torah says, come on, shvua, you have to swear. So if a koifer hakel is chayv shvua, why do you need an eidechot? Let the malv alone come to Bezen and say, I lent you $100. So since the Torah said you're chayv by a shvua eidechot, so we see clearly from this that mitzad the tevia of the baldovo, you're not chayv a shvua, you have to bring an eidechot. The case of shvua eidechot is a koifer hakel. And so why do you need an eidechot? Typically, als the chazok in odom tevem ken yeshloi. Ve'loi medi yalfini medi yitzach lemichtov sheidechot machai ve'ishvuhim. Vikoif al hakel chayiv. May not kemin am eidechot. Why do you need an eidechot? Ho belav ochi chayiv. He's mechuyiv to swear because of the teveya. So Taisvi says that's not true. The itzrich b'mokim shehu einay teveya klum. I need shvuas eidechot when he is not teveya anything. Ve'einay eideya. He doesn't know. Ve'eid meyit shehu gonav oy she'oviv hilveloi. Could be shvuas eidechot is speaking about in a case where the teveya doesn't know anything about it. And Eidechot saw someone stole from him. So I'm bringing in Eidechot, then Eidechot should be made that he stole from me. But without Eidechot, I can't be Mechayev and Meshvuah because I don't know if he did steal if he didn't steal. Or let's say Eidechot will say that my father lent the money, which I don't know. So Taisvi says, Shvuas Eidechot could be in a case where there's no Tviyah. But could be when there is a tviya, so then a koifer hakel is chayiv a shvuah, als the klal, ein odom teveya, lim ken yeshla, if he's teveya, mistome, he's zicher right. Agav uche, we see from this Taisvis, the Tamachlikus HaRishonim, Taisvis holds neidechot is mechayiv a shvuah afilu, without a taina of the baldovo. Tashi shitis, we'll see later in the sugya, every shvuah seidechot needs a taina from the baldova also. So memele, so we have to know that the machlokes are rishonim in this. V'yesh loima. So Taisva says, Michi hu ze mashme de gzeres hakosavu. He says, from the posik of, it says, ki hu ze, exactly I don't know what the guy is, but it seems only in this case of a meida b'miktis, you're chayiv, the dafke moide b'mitzvah zataina chayiv, v'loi koifer hakel. There's a mashmois from the posik that this is the only case by toyim v'nitom, davke by a moide b'mitzvah shechayev, but not by a moide mitzvah shenat chayev. So this is a psychosis of koyfer hakel is put. Fine. Now let us go to daf gimel amud beis. Now the Gemara, let's go back to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is in the midst of explaining that Rav Chiya had a svara to say that a moide b'miktzas has to swear. But I would think only a moide b'miktzas swears. A dos edim does not swear. That means if Reuven mon Shimon $100 and Shimon says, I don't know a penny, and they just say $50 we know, the other $50 we don't know. So I would think a dos edim does not have to swear. So that's why Rav Chiya brought a kal v'chomer. I guess a kal v'chomer, what the kal v'chomer is, we'll see as the sugya progresses. Rav Chiya brought a kal v'chomer, even though there'd be a svara to say that Davke Hidos Piv swears and not Hidos Eidim, I have a kal v'chomer that Hidos Eidim also swears. That's, so the Gemara asked Akasha, why would I think that Hidos Piv is worse than Hidos Eidim? And why would I think that Hidos Piv is better than Hidos Eidim? That you need a kal v'chomer to prove that Hidos Eidim is also chayav shvuah. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, according to Rashi, let's go back to Rashi's pshat. So Rashi says like this, that by every moide b'miktzas, there's a kasha. Why does he swear? L'chayre, he says he doesn't owe $50. So if this person is choshed to be kaif a mamon, he'll swear. If he's choshed amamayna, choshed ashvuos. So why does every moide b'miktzas have to swear? What do I accomplish with the shvuah? This person who is kaif a mamon will swear false also. So the Gemara says, no. A moide b'miktzas, since he's moide, I say he's stalling for time. He's stalling for time. You hear, you read between the lines. Yenna says, you owe me $100. He says, I owe you, not as much as you said. So you hear from the hachno of the loive that he's telling the malva, listen what I'm saying. Read between the lines, I owe you. So there we understand that the loive means to stall for time. So Mamele is not choshed on Mamele. So Mamele, they tell him to swear, they swear false, he won't swear false, and we'll take care of it. That will make sure he'll take a pay up in time. He won't stall. But by Hador Seidim, the case was the Reuven came over to Shimon. I lent you $100, and Shimon tells him in his face, I never borrowed a penny from you. Finish. So Shimon says, I have nothing to do with you. I don't owe you a penny. Garnished. So we see Shimon means business. Then two Eidim come and say, you know, he owes them $50. So now, in this case, he's not mishtamet. You hear the way he talks, the way Shimon talks to Reuven. He tells Reuven in his face, you're a liar, you never borrowed a penny from you in Dawson. So we see he's stuck your kai for the $100. So Afilu Eidim say that he owes 50. So it seems Taki that Reuven is right. But I would think you still don't swear, because he's a choshed amamayne. This person means business. This person is ruthless. He has no intent to pay. You see how he talks? So I would think here a shvuah wouldn't help. By my demitzvah, a shvuah helps, because I see he's an edeler. He's stalling for, I can read between the lines there, he's stalling for times. But by Ados Eidim, the Lekalameimach, he told them, you're a liar, I don't know you anything, I couldn't talk. And the name of Miga the Choshra, Mamayna Choshiv Ashvuasa. So I would think there, Ashvuah would not help. I think Ashvuah would not help. is kamash melon a kal v'chaimer. That's why you need a kal v'chaimer, and that's how a kal v'chaimer helps. Now, kan shayel aben, there's a very big problem over here. If I say such a cheshbon, that by ados edim, since he's a kaifa hakel, so I assume he is a choshed abba moine, and a choshed abba moine is choshed ashbo osa. So how can a kal v'chaimer? I have a kal v'chaimer, you have to swear. But, I mean, if you say choshed abba moine, choshed ashbo osa, so, yes, I swear, but the Shmu won't waive anything, this person. That's the problem. That's the problem, we'll see it's a problem. Marashi will be a problem according to Taisvis. So, I once wanted to say a yesod, and Betzim, I saw Betzim Dachsam Seifer says it on our Gemara in a little different oifen. But the Yesod is a Moirdiki Yesod. I once saw the Marikaro and the Sefer Aliches Oilam asks a Yesodistiki Kasha and says a Yesodistiki Teretz. He asks a Kasha, there are Yud Gimel Midis Shatayra Nidreshes Ben. There's one Midah, a Mamatzinu. There's one Midah, a Kal V'chaimer. Kal V'chaimer is a different Midah. It's a Kal V'chaimer and a Mamatzinu. Frekt the Marikara, why do I need a midah of a kal v'chaimer? A kal v'chaimer is a mamatzinu plus. That means, let us explain the kasha. That means, let's say a kal v'chaimer. I'm claiming a shayla, can this person pick up 200 pounds? So I'll say, well, if he can pick up 400 pounds, can zicha pick up 200 pounds? That's a kal v'chaimer. Zicha pick up 200 pounds. So now, why do you need a kal v'chaimer, a midah v'chaimer, if he can pick up 400 pounds, see, he picks up 200 pounds. You have a mamatzino there. You don't need a midah v'kal v'chaimer, madach, four, avada give his two. What do you need this for? If he picks up four, so you see he picks up two. So why do you need the midah of a kal v'chaimer, typically else a mamatzino? This kasha the Marikaro asks. And the Marikaro answers, and we'll come to our Gemara with this teretz, you need a midah of a kal v'chaimer when you cannot make a mamatzino. That's when you need the midah of a kal v'chaimer. And let us explain this teretz with our Gemara. The midah of mamatzino and the midah of kal v'chaimer are two different midahs, and the mechanics of each one works differently. The midah of a mamatzino works as follows. In this case, there's a certain halacha. The second case is similar to this halacha. The case is similar, so the halacha should also be the same. That's the midah of a mamatzino. If the cases are the same, the halacha should also be similar. And now let's use our Gemara for a dimion to this. Let's learn out ados edim from ados piv with a mamatzino. I'll learn out ados piv, he's made the imonsim 100. He's made in 50, so I see in 50 he owes him, so you have to swear on the other 50. So does Adem also, he owns 100, and Adem say he owes 50. You also should have to swear on the other 50. I could learn out does Adem from a does Piv with a mamatzino. Fine. The cases are the same. But then someone is going to pop up and say, no, the cases are not the same. A does Piv, you swear, because he's not choshed amomenet. This person is stalling for time. You hear? He says, so you see, he's stalling for time. So since he's not choshed amamoyne, so a shvur will accomplish something. Masha enkein edos edim, it's not the same case. This guy is ruthless. He says, I don't owe you a penny. This guy is choshed amamoyne. So could be there a shvur won't help. So, al samamatzino, forget about it. You can't make a mamatzino. This is worse. This is not the same case. There's a midah of a kal v'chaimer. A kal v'chaimer does not work with the similarity of the cases. The kal v'chaimer works directly with the halachas. And the kal v'chaimer works as follows. If Piv, which is shvacher than Edim, Eidos, Piv is Schwachenei. Mal is going to prove that Eidem are stronger than Piv. If Piv can be Mechayev Ashvue, which is Kal, that means I have a small Eichoche of Piv, and that's Mechayev Ashvue, Eidem will Zichah be Eidem, which is a bigger Eichoche, Zichah has to be Mechayev Ashvue. That means like this. I'll tell you the lashon of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says as follows: a person came into Beis Din, and we had a mediocre eichacha of piv. And Beis Din says, "Oh, you can't get out of Beis Din without swearing. You can't get out of Beis Din." So now another person, which has a tremendous eichacha of edim, he's going to go out of Beis Din. Well, I mean, you can't put a shvua on me because of the minor chashes. It can't be. It can't be. That's the meat of a kal v'chomer. If this is more chomer, I have a greater eichache than piv, and he should be scot-free, he should go out of Beis Din. But it can't be. The chomer has to have all the chumras of the kal. It has to be. That's the midah. You learn now, a chomer has to have all the chumras of the kal. So if I do a spiv, has to swear. This guy says he has to swear. So now I start scratching my head. But listen, what will I accomplish with the shvuah? So if I know the halacha, so now I work backwards. Is ois kishpat that choshen mayna loy choshen that shvuah? The mita of a kal v'chomer tells me the halacha. This is the halacha. It has to be. The chomer has to have all the chumras of the kal. If a mediocre haichache is mechayev ashvue, and he can't leave Bezin without swearing, this guy Zicha can't leave Bezin without, yes, this is a tremendous haichache. Ah, you'll ask, but how could it be? How could a shvue? Is ois kishpat that a shvue will help? Is ois kishpat choshed amamoyne, loy choshed ashvue also? That means I'm telling them the meat of kavochema works with the halachas, and I know the halacha. Hados Adam has to swear. And now you're figuring it out. How can he swear? As I'll tell you, either choshed mayne loy choshed ashvuasa, or this person is not choshed amamayne shtamutika mishdadmen. You can, explanations, the sky's the limit. You can explain the halacha however you want to explain the halacha. But the halacha I know from the kal v'chomer. That the kal v'chomer tells me halacha of a mediocre eichach is mechayev ashvua is a tremendous eichach is mechayev ashvua. How you'll understand this halacha? You can say your own explanations. Either shtamuti kamishtamet, or choshed amamayin alay chosh ashvua. You can say whatever you want. But this is the halacha. So that's why Rav Chiya needed a kal v'chomer. Without a kal v'chomer, with a mamotzino, he'd be lost, he would say. Meide b'mitzvah swear, meide is not choshed amamoyne, there is ishtamutika mishtamet, hados einem could be yitz choshed. I can't learn how. You can't compare the cases. If you're looking at the cases, this case is worse than that case. So that's why Rabbi Chiya went with a kal v'chomer. A kal v'chomer tells me, don't look at the cases. I'm telling you the halachas. The chomer has all the chumras of the kal. And if I does piv, which is a mediocre, haichacha swears, I does edim, which is a tremendous halacha, zichah has to swear. That's the halacha. Finished. Now, how we understand the halacha, so you say whatever you want. Say choshe b'ayinu lechoshe shvuasa, say shtemuti kamishtam, say whatever you want. But that is the halacha. That is pshat. And that's how Rav Chiya knew from a kal v'chomer that hados edim is chayiv to swear. Let us see Taisvis. V'kulei boi deloi deloi. Ma shepirish Rashi. Now Rashi learns the whole sugya. Rashi learns the sugya that by Rabbis Kasha. Rabbis Kasha and Moide B'mitzis. So Rashi says Rabbis Kasha by Moide B'mitzis was, how can a Moide B'mitzis swear is choshed amamaynam? And that Rabbi said, no, a Moide B'mitzis is not choshed amamaynam because he really wants to be Moide B'kulay. No, it's just the Mudi Kamishtam. Masha Perish B'kuntres. Given the choshed amamoyne heichen ishba, Leima mige de choshid am amayna choshid ashvu osoy. Umishani in Rabbe answered that no, the mishtamet v'loi choshid. That was Rabbe shtikteire. So when Rabbe was explaining shvu as mayde b'mikzis, so Rabbe had problems. How can he swear on the other half? He's choshid am amayna. That was Rabbe's kashas. Rabbe said, no, he's not choshid am amayna. Ishtemudika mishtamet. So Tosfos says, Anshuldig, if this is Rabbi's Kashe, the Masik Lekamon, the Maskon of the Gemara Vaita is, the Choshid Amamoyne Loi Choshid Ashvuos. That means there's a whole sugya which is done in this Shaila. This is a Shaila. A person who is not scared to steal, is he scared of a Shvuah? There's a svara to say, Shvuah, Be'enei Anoshim is Mochamo, Nizdaz Oilam, Shvuah is a Sheklach HaChayma, and some Emele, even though a person is not scared to steal, but he's scared to swim both, or maybe not, there's a whole sugya. So Tosfos says, the Maskonis HaGemor is, we paskin Choshda Moina, Loi Choshda Shvuah. So Mele, we say that Shvuah Be'enei Hodom is Mochamo. Some Mela, so what's Rabbi's Kasha? He, Rashi says, Rabbi's asking your Kasha on the Torah. How does every Maida be mixed to swear? He's a Choshra Mamayna. Tells his Temuti come, the Kasha doesn't begin. Choshra Mamayna. The Gemara says, it's Loi Choshra Shvuos. That's Tosfos' Kasha. The Ein Loima. So Tosfos says, maybe no. The Hainu Mida Rabbona. That what the Gemara says further in the Avob. Choshra Mamayna. Loi choshed ashvuosa, that means mida rabona. What does that mean? Lefi shero shohoiso shvua chamura aleim, al mida raisa choshed loze, choshed loze. Maybe I'll say a different shot the Gemara for it. The Gemara means like this. Bizmaneinu, bizman chazal, chazal saw that this achshir dore, that means bizmaneinu, people look at a shvua with a greater fear than they look at Gneiv. That's bizmaneinu. Bizmaneinu it is like that. That means before Zman Chazal, the Shegetz who was a Shegetz and would steal, he'd swear false also. That means bizman HaTeire, bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, a person who's up to stealing will swear false also. Bizmaneinu is nishtane. People, somehow, they're scared of a shvur. Bizmaneinu, they're scared. So, Memeil is like this. So, bizmaneinu, you'll ask a shayla, is it worthwhile for Bezin to give a shvur? Definitely. Bizmaneinu, it's gewaldig. We have here an oilam who is scared to swear false. Even the ganovim are scared to swear false. That's bizmaneinu. So that what the Gemara says on the Avob, Choshid Amamoyne, Loi Choshid Ashvuos, that means Bizmaneinu. Bizmaneinu will give a Shvua. Will give a Shvua, and it will gain something from it. But Rabbi was speaking about Bizman HaTeire, not Bizman Chazal. Bizman Matan Teire, Ashegitz, if he wasn't scared of Leisig Leib, he wasn't scared of Leisig Shava Bishmila Shoker. So Memele Shalom Yisrael. That means Rabbi was asking Akash on the Torah. Bizman Matan Torah, people did not differentiate between Leisachachashum, Leisachavu. If a person went so much off the Derech and he was over Leisachachashum, Leisigman, he would fail Leisachavu also. So Memela, so Rabbi had a problem with the Torah. What's Pshat in the Torah? The Torah is being Machayev, a person who's choshed to be Makrish moment, and the Torah said he should swear. So Rabbi didn't understand the posik. So Rabbi said, no, Amayde b'miktsas is not choshed amamayne. He means to stall. He's not a real choshed amamayne. That what the Gemara says later, choshed amayne le choshed ashwos, means midarabonot. That means bizmaneinu is now will give a shvuah because we have everything to gain. There's a tremendous possibility that even though he's choshed amamoyne, he's like choshed ashvuos. Fine.
Kav, so Tosis says, that's not, so we have a Teretz on Rashi. So Tosis says, that's not true. The Lakamon, Maisi Merav Nachman, the Mashbiyan Oisai Sholish Shvuis, the Echemem Shloishalachti Bayad, Umashma Badois Lakamet Dahavet Dierais. So now Tosis is Akashi. The Gemara later says, when, let's talk about Ashema. Yeah, let's say, Ashema Socha. Ashema Socha, he comes to the, but someone gave him a behemoth to watch. So he comes to Bezin, where's the behemoth? Stolen. So this person has to swear three shvuas. The Shem has to swear three shvuas. After the three shvuas, if he swears them, he's potter. What's the three shvuas? Nignav. What? You have to swear Nignav. Fine. What? You have to swear Eine Bushusi. Maybe it's Nignav and he's the Ganav. No. You have to swear it's Eine Bushusi. That it's not in my rishus. It was stolen and I don't have it. Then there's a third shvuah, Shloi Shalachti Boyad, which means as follows. Maybe you used the behemoth before. Maybe you shlech yad on the behemoth. That means you're ashamed on the behemoth. Maybe you wrote on the behemoth. Maybe you shlech yad on the behemoth. Now, if you wrote on the behemoth, you became a ganav on the behemoth. And if you became a ganav on the behemoth, you're chay bonsim. So when you're telling us it was nignav, could be stuck a nignav, but you mechuyif to pay. You were shleich yad. So there are three shvuas you have to be mevarer and bezen. Shloi shalachti bo yad, shloi sh'eine b'shusi, and niknav. Fine. In the Gemara proofs from these three shvuas that choshed amamoyne is like choshed ha-shvuas. So Tosfos says, from which shvuah is the Gemara proving it? From the shvuah of loi shalachti bo yad. That means, maybe you stole it. It means maybe you wrote on the behemoth. So v'choshet him that he wrote it. And he wrote on the behemoth. And if you wrote on the behemoth, you have to pay. So he swears. And from this, we see that choshet amamoyne loy choshet ha-shvuos. Now, this shvuah loy shalachti b'yad says in the Torah, it seems in Minateri you have to swear the shvuah. Now, so Tosfos asks, now, if he has to swear such a shvuah, Minateri, this person is a choshed amamoyne. That means, let's say over the case, he comes to Bezin, and Bezin says, did you ever write on the behemoth? No. Swear you didn't write. So he tells Bezin, do you mean you choshed me? I wrote on the behemoth. You mean you choshed me? I'm a gazlan. Yeah, swear. No, so he told him Rocha Bitzchak Tana. But choshed you? You wrote on the behemoth, and you're a gazlan, and he swear. So he swears, I didn't write on the behemoth. So he says, ooh, no. So this is a shvua min haTorah. Yeah, this is a person you choshed that he wrote on the behemoth, which is a ma'aseh gzeila, and you tell him to swear, and he swears, and finished. So we see min haTorah choshed amamoyne loy choshed ha-shvuos. Zokt pnei Yeshua in Rabbi Keveger and Shuldigt. From there you don't see anything. Why? Because over there, let's talk sense. This person, I'm choshed him itake, stole the bay, he wrote on the bay, which is, Shoshim Das's Agas. He wrote on the bay. I'm choshed him itake. Could be he stole, he wrote on the bay, itake. Could be he's a gazel. Now I'm telling him, swear that you didn't write on the bay. It could be from when he wrote to now, he did tshuva already. I mean, it could be, he was nischad itake, he wrote on the bay. And since he wrote on the bay, he's chayiv b'gneva v'aveide. To swear false, he won't swear false. I mean, because he once did an aveira of momen, means he'll swear false. Now could be he was mischare. Choshed amamoyne, choshed ha-shvuosa means as follows. Choshed amamoyne means that, let's say by a kaifa hakel. Do you owe $100? No. So, he means if he's a liar, he wants to steal.
swear that you don't know $100. He'll swear also. If he wants to steal right now, means a person who has an intent now to steal will swear false also. That means if now he's determined to steal, he'll swear false, he'll do anything. He's stealing, saying, I don't know him, and swear, he'll swear also. A person who wants to steal now, in order to be successful in his theft, he has to swear, he'll swear also. But it does not mean that if a person once stole, that he'll always swear false. It does not mean if a person who once stole will always swear false. Could be he stole Taki. And then now later, it's good, he's eating himself up what he did that mice, he wrote in Yenim's Behema, which wasn't allowed to, he's a gazlan, good, he's mischaret on that. So now you tell him, swear that you never wrote, he won't swear. It means what a person once stole, if he once was choshed to steal, does not mean he'll always swear false. Choshed amamayna choshed shvos means if a person wants to steal now, and the only way he can be successful in stealing is by swearing false. He'll swear false also. That's a taich choshta mamayna choshta shvosa. But that what you see, that he swears, eloi shalachti boyad, is no raya choshta mamayna is loi choshta shvosa. And therefore, Rabbi Kevega says, if you look in Rashi and Bavov, the Gemara brings a raya from the Sholosh Shvuos that Chosh Meinu Lechosh Da Shvuos. So Rashi said the raya is from Shvuos Sheine B'Shusi. And that's Shvuos. That means I tell you, is it by you right now? You still have it by you. The Shvuos of Eine B'Shusi. The Shvuos of Eine B'Shusi, I'm choshed him that maybe it's still by him. He's tying it's Nignav. No, if you choshed that it's by me and I'm tying it's Nignav, there's Taka, if I'm Taka such a gunner, I'll swear false also. The Rai is from Shvuah Sheini B'Shusi. But Shvuah Sheini B'Shusi is not Bukhar, that's a Shvuah Min HaTorah. That's what Rabbi Kevega says. Toisvis understood the Rai of the Gemara is from Shvuah Shloi Shalachti Boyad. And we see that's a Shvuah Min HaTorah. So we see Choshta Meina Lai Choshta that Shvuah. Zukt Rabbi Kevega and Shuldik. The shvuah sheshlachti boyad is a shvuah if he once did a mice exhale. So it could be now he's mescharat and the vizichim won't swear false. So from there you don't see choshed amamayna le choshed ashvuah. The gemara, the kash of the gemara further is from the shvuah sheine b'shusi, which I'm now choshed him he wants to steal. There, if he wants to steal now, he'll swear false also. That's the right from the gemara. That could be a shvuah mida rabbono. I mean, the Rabbanan Taka, we say Choshed HaMamayne, is Loi Choshed HaShvuasa.